track 4, Pattern Schemas and the Borderline Personality. On this track, we will discuss pattern schemas and how they form a particular pattern that is found in the borderline personalities. We'll talk about subjugation, mistrust, and, as we've talked about on the previous track, unlovability. The first step in addressing borderline personalities' maladaptive schemas is to detect the pattern for the particular schema. For example, Linda, age 35, described this incident between her mother and herself. She stated, "I had just gotten back from a vacation and was feeling really relaxed, so I called my mother. She asked me about my trip, and I started to tell her, but she cut me off and immediately started talking about herself. That set something off in me. God, I hate her, I thought. She couldn't care less about me." And I got sad and then very pissed off. Within minutes, we were arguing again, shouting at each other. I got so furious that I hung up on her. I don't know why this keeps happening to us. As you can see, Linda was experiencing the schema of no one really cares about me. When her mother had interrupted her, Linda immediately jumped to the conclusion that her mother did not care for her at all. This reoccurring scene is an example of the way a schema can destroy a client's view of themselves. Does your client diagnosed as borderline personality have the no one really cares about me schema? According to Dr. Luborsky at the University of Pennsylvania, at the core of every conflict, a person has three wishes: to be respected, to be understood, and to feel confident. When a client has preconceived notions of how their wishes will be recognized or not recognized, and these notions are reinforced by other people, it leaves the BPD-diagnosed client feeling hopeless and anxious about their surroundings. 42-year-old Christy, diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, was suffering from preconceived notions about her husband. She recalled, "I came home from work and I was exhausted. I just wanted to slump on the couch and rest, you know. But when I got there, Carl had all his shit all over the living room, and I couldn't find anywhere to lay down. Well, of course, I got pissed. I knew he was going to ruin my day and evening even more, somehow. Carl does not give a damn about how I feel or whether I'm so tired I can hardly stand. He always does this to me. And you know the worst part? I don't even know why I was so mad." Christina's preconceived idea that Carl didn't really care for her or care about her was reinforced by his behavior, even though his actions really had no reflection on his feelings for her. Thus, this is an example of a preconceived notion. Now, let's discuss several patterns of schemas that many BPD clients portray. The first of these is known as subjugation. The client diagnosed with BPD, suffering from a subjugation schema, has been taught from an early age to give in to what others want. While these clients easily give in, the constant repression of their true feelings erupts in a deluge of anger, which, as you know, is a characteristic of a borderline personality. 24-year-old Thad, one of my borderline personality diagnosed clients, related this story about his childhood. "My mother was extremely domineering. She decided everything for me, even when I was a teenager. I had no voice. She would shop for my shoes, for my clothes, never ask what I liked. Everything was always her way. Now, in my relationships, I can never speak up for what I want. I just go along with the other person's wants until I explode. Then we have this huge fight, and I eventually just give up." While Thad reacted to his overbearing parents by means of resignation, Courtney, age 27, and diagnosed with BPD, took the opposite road and rebelled against her parents. She said, "I do crack and I screw any guy that I feel like. My parents don't know what to do with me. I'm still living at home. How hilarious. Now they know they can't control me anymore." Mistrust, as you know, in addition to subjugation, is another characteristic of the borderline personality disordered client. This pattern of mistrust may stem from early childhood abandonment and betrayal and is common in clients suffering from sexual abuse. Ashley and her sister had been molested by a close relative, and when she finally had reported the abuse to her alcoholic mother, the reply was, "He probably didn't mean anything like that." Because of her mother's dismissal and unsupportive attitude to a traumatic event, Ashley remained mistrustful. Although at times she could be charming and vivacious, she became hostile and mistrustful at the least sign of betrayal. As Ashley described it, "I'm just as paranoid as I don't know what. Whenever I hear my boyfriend walking around, I immediately go to where my daughter sleeps to reassure myself that he hadn't been touching her." As you can see, Ashley's mistrust schema has affected her social life and now threatens her relationship. There might be good cause for her to be mistrustful of her boyfriend. What's the gray area for you in evaluating your borderline client? A third pattern schema prevalent in borderline personality disordered clients is unlovability, as we discussed on a previous track. This occurs when the client believes that they are unworthy or unacceptable of feelings of love. Usually, like the mistrust schema, this stems from early childhood abandonment. 30-year-old Samantha, another BPD-diagnosed client, was abandoned by her father when she was 8. Samantha stated, "I knew I couldn't be loved. My own father doesn't love me. No guy thinks I'm good enough. I'm just so messed up. Who could love me? They'd have to be messed up themselves." Samantha's firm belief that she is unworthy of any affection restrains her from a loving relationship that could be beneficial. To help Christy, Linda, Thad, Courtney, Ashley, and Samantha address their negative feelings in their everyday life, I found the changing the emotion exercise beneficial. I told them that when they begin to feel negative emotions such as anger, mistrust, or despair, taking hold to stop and analyze their feelings that are also at the core of that specific incident. These negative emotions that we discussed were anger, sadness, fear, regret, frustration, disappointment, worry, embarrassment, jealousy, hurtfulness, and shame. Thad related his analysis of his emotions as follows. "At first, I was so mad that she hadn't shown up for our dinner. Then the anger died away. I analyzed my feelings. I asked him, 'What did you feel?' Thad stated, 'I knew that at the root of my anger, I felt sad because something had not turned out as I had planned. I asked, 'Why do you think you were sad about this?' He responded, 'I guess the loss of a social dinner made me feel that way. I felt a little abandoned and taken advantage of, I guess.'" By analyzing his feelings after his initial anger, Thad could better understand his emotions, which took hold of him so quickly, and better understood how his feelings of abandonment and vulnerability affected his reaction. On this track, we discussed pattern schemas and how they are formed, and particular pattern schemas related to subjugation, mistrust, and unlovability. Question 4. What are 3 pattern schemas that characterize a borderline personality disordered client?